criminal justice classes, and so I figured that's what I was going to do. Well, I graduated, and it was during the federal hiring freeze in the Clinton administration. So they really couldn't hire. The only law enforcement hiring at the time was the FBI. Well, that's perfect. That's what I want to do. So I typed up on a typewriter my 20-page application, and I sent it in, and crickets, nothing. So I called them up, and they said, oh, we lost that. Can you file that again? And I was thinking, this is some secret way where they're going to compare my results from my first application and my second one. Type that thing all up. I send it in again. And about a week later, 2 weeks later, I get a call. This is Special Agent in Charge, Murphy. I start talking to Special Agent Murphy. He's like, tell me about your vision. Oh, well, you know, I want to help people. I'm really interested. And it's like, no, your eyesight. What's your vision? I'm like, oh, okay, well, it's 20/20 in one eye and 20/60 or 30/60 in the other eye uncorrected. It's like, oh, that's not good enough. Sorry. Okay, sorry. Goodbye. And that was it. Out of the FBI, no chance to have a career in the FBI. 6 years later, I run into a guy at a party, an FBI agent. I tell him that story. He says, oh, yeah. That's totally false. He just made that up. There's no eyesight requirement. He just didn't want to process your paperwork. You should have caught on to that because the first time it was lost. It's like, well, I don't know these insider tricks of bureaucracy. And so I bet if you applied to the office in Seattle, you would have been fine. But since you applied to the one in Spokane, they just probably didn't want to deal with your paperwork. So my whole life, just right there, one little decision. So...